all pals together. The dogs are very good to me. They let me eat their food. I walk right underneath them to their plate. They let me have first pickings before they join in too. They stand aside and wait if I am late. I drink out of their water bowl. I lie upon their beds. And when you think I am but the size of their two heads, they could well and truly overpower me, with one gulp devour me, especially as I never show a claw. I never scratch or hiss at them. If ever I am mad at them, we quickly make it up and shake a paw. Yes, they are very good to me. I'm glad I'm understood to be on equal terms with such a pair, for we respect each other, have great love for one another, so there's hardly anything that we don't share. Baby Sparrow. I caught a baby sparrow, and I brought my baby sparrow straight back into the house for all to see. But they took my baby sparrow, and they nursed my baby sparrow. They took my baby sparrow right away from me. They fed my baby sparrow, and they flew my baby sparrow. He sat there, twittering, as happy as could be. We watched my baby sparrow. We sat and eyed my baby sparrow. All of us, Susie, Sadie, and me. They loved my baby sparrow. He grew tame, my baby sparrow. All their friends came round and made the greatest fuss. As we listened to that sparrow, we came to loathe my baby sparrow. It seemed they loved that baby sparrow more than us. He grew well, my baby sparrow. They released my baby sparrow. He flew off across the garden, strong and free. They waved goodbye to baby sparrow. They wished him luck, my baby sparrow. That's the last time I bring a baby sparrow home to tea. Boating life. I don't often go on a journey, but I seem to be going today. The car is loaded with luggage. Could we all be going away? The dogs are both here with their leads on. Two children excitedly talk. I do sometimes go for a ride to the park, but this is surely more than a walk. Several hours and many miles later, I find out what it's all been about. We've arrived, unpacked all our luggage. I'm awoken and taken out. There's a boat standing by the embankment. There are cabins and bunks and a wheel. I gingerly try out the catwalk to see if I'll get the feel. The engine starts up. We are moving. I retire to a nook in the bow, and there do I stay for the rest of the day. Not a sound, not a squeak, not a meow. The movement at last has abated. I peep out for a quick look around. I make up my mind I'll spend all the night leaping backwards and forwards to ground. For the rest of the trip, we all manage to organise everyone right. The children and dogs in command for the day, and I am on watch through the night. Breakfast in the garden. There's a big round table in the garden where summer meals are spread. But in the long, cold winter, Robin breakfasts there instead. The blue tits and the sparrows hang upside down like acrobats on the food container hung safely high away from cats. But Robin cannot cling onto the wire mesh there. So he comes hop, hop, hopping to the table for his fare. I sit underneath the table and watch them all fly by. Two chaffinches come sometimes. They don't stay long. They're rather shy. In the morning early, squirrels...